Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
As we hover near the Thanksgiving holiday, we have a couple of stories this morning. The first begins with the county nursing home in Albany County and a decision that was to be made last night. The vote was down the middle.
That's right. Albany County's plan to hand over the operation of the financially troubled nursing home to some private company to operate, it's been rejected, at least for now, by the county legislature. But it does look like the county's property taxes will go up around 9% in 2013, and that far exceeds the state's 2% property cap on tax growth. And our story today by our reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist, he describes the action by the county lawmakers as being short of an outright rejection of County Executive Dan McCoy's privatization plan. And it marks the county legislature's first formal response on McCoy's proposed $568 million budget, which really centers on this whole emotional issue of the county nursing home. The county will continue to negotiate with a private firm that wants to lease the nursing home, but right now the lawmakers are putting enough money in the 2013 budget to operate the nursing home while they continue to figure out what to do. The facility on Albany Shaker Road in Colony is four decades old, and it's running big deficits as high as $12 million a year, and it needs about $3 million in repairs, and earlier in the year, the state health department rejected a proposal for the county to build a new nursing home. So they're going to continue to negotiate with the private firm. They're going to go forward and continue to operate the nursing home at a huge deficit, and maybe in 2013 they'll work something out. But right now, it's going to continue to be the nursing home operated by Albany County.
Mike, an interesting story about how Superstorm Sandy has affected the state workforce, and God forbid you take that vacation day.
Well, as our reporter Rick Carlin puts it, Superstorm Sandy has created waves in the state workforce. This has to do with some state workers in the New York City area that have say they've been unfairly docked vacation days because they couldn't go to work in the days immediately following the October 29th storm. It's because their supervisor said, stay home, or the bridges into the borough where they worked were closed. In some cases, their cars were flooded outside state facilities because they had to evacuate so quickly. You know, Governor Andrew Cuomo said earlier this year the storm is likely to double the state's budget deficit from $1 billion to $2 billion. And while they seek federal aid, this is just another example of the many things that have to be worked out in the wake of the storm.
There's no excuse if that bridge gets washed out on the way to work.
Got to get there anyway.
We've been talking with the Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.